Stuart Hale is a forest manager for the environmental nonprofit, The Nature Conservancy.
So we see some oaks around, which is really good. We like those.
Hale says this forest on the Kentucky-Tennessee border supplies clean water, soaks up climate-changing carbon dioxide, and provides habitat for butterflies, birds, and bears. It also provides jobs.
Everybody from the loggers in the woods cutting the trees down to the truck drivers hauling that to the sawmills, to the folks manufacturing at the sawmills, to the convenience store clerks that those guys stop and buy a soda pop from. It's a major part of the economy.
The timber industry supports more than 100,000 jobs in the state of Tennessee alone and another 60,000 in neighboring Kentucky. So when the Nature Conservancy recently bought this large 40,000-hectare chunk of Appalachian forest that's big enough for sensitive wildlife, they did not turn it into a nature preserve, says Tennessee Chapter Director Terry Cook.
To get to scale, you've got to think about conservation in a completely different way. Buying a piece of property and just locking people out is probably a non-starter. We are in one of the poor areas in the nation, right? And the landscapes are part of the local culture and heritage.
Cook says that's why it's important for the land to remain a working forest. Only part will be logged. The nonprofit Forest Stewardship Council will certify that it's done with environmental safeguards. Hale will be working to make the rest of the forest as healthy as possible, restoring some degraded areas and thinning out some denser parts to let other trees thrive.
Like in this case, these oaks that are what we consider advanced regen, these are really good trees, but they're just waiting for light and a gap in the canopy that they can start to grow.
A healthy, growing forest can support a healthy, growing community, he says, including timber jobs for local people. That's critical, says conservation expert Spencer Meyer.
You know, hungry people make lousy conservationists. And so if there aren't jobs that still are relevant on the ground, then deals like this just don't work. They might work in the short term, but they'll collapse in the long term if they don't have strong local support.
Meyer says this project aims to show in Appalachia what his research has shown in the Northeast, that protecting nature does not mean sacrificing jobs.
At least in New England, we're seeing a small but important signal that conservation leads to job growth.
With the climate crisis growing, conservationists hope to make protecting forests work for the environment and for people. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Middlesboro, Kentucky.